The Adirondack Park Agency's chairwoman was approved by the State Senate for a second term on Wednesday afternoon. Lonnie Ulrich was first appointed to the APA board in 2004 and in 2011 became the first woman to lead the agency. The Senate also acted on nominations for new and returning members of the Adirondack Land Use Regulatory Agency. It approved the reappointments of Arthur Lucy of Lake Placid and William Thomas of Johnsburg. The two new individuals nominated by Governor Andrew Cuomo were approved to replace outgoing board members. Karen Feldman of Hudson will fill an out-of-park seat replacing Cecil Ray. She is an attorney with ties to the Adirondacks. Her partner is president of the Adirondack Landowners Association, and they own land in Scroon Lake. Dan Wilt fills the in-park seat being vacated by Frank Mazzano, a member of the North Country Regional Economic Development Council and owner of a scientific glass-blowing company in Lake Pleasant. Wilt says he sought the position on the board.
I've lived in the Adirondacks as a full-time resident since 1979. I've spent most of my life here in the Adirondack Park, all weekends and summers as I was a kid. I couldn't think of a better place to live. The rules and regs of the park can enhance or limit the ability for people to operate small business or cottage business here within the park.
The Adirondack Council is welcoming the approval of the APA commissioners, according to spokesman John Sheehan.
We're happy to see the two new nominees. We think that they have good background for the Park Agency's Board of Commissioners, and that each of them is both interested and capable of following the law and following science, and that's what they'll do as commissioners. We were also happy to see the people who were reappointed come back. We were concerned, however, with the fact that Dick Booth was not given a new term.
Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer is critical of the newly approved Park Agency Board and its priorities.
This batch of commissioners are heavily weighted towards local government concerns, heavily weighted towards economic development concerns. There are not very long environmental resumes for any of the five in this batch of commissioners. So we feel that Governor Cuomo has taken a weak Adirondack Park Agency Board and made it even weaker.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe.
I understand some of the environmental groups see it as a softening of the board, but I don't really see it that way because they all have to follow the law, and the staff of the agency is heavily weighted towards environmental protection. There's over 50 staff, 50 of them are involved in environmental analysis and protection, and there's only one that's involved in the economy. So I think it'll be a balanced board.
New APA Commissioner Dan Wilt is, quote, 100% confident, unquote, that consideration of the park's economy and environment will be balanced.
We need to work together. What kind of a park would it be without year-round residents? We need to sit down and work together.
The APA board includes five in-park and three out-of-park seats chosen by the governor and a designee from the Secretary of State, Commissioner of Environmental Conservation, and Commissioner of the Department of Economic Development. Terms are generally 4 years. The next meeting is in August. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.